Yeah. Greetings, dear friends. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when the Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia. Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time, too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And, of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio. Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight and often beyond.
Let's bring our next guest out, huh? This is an unusual guest.
I'll let you introduce.
Okay. Let's bring out Gloria Huddle, okay, everybody? Gloria Huddle.
Libby, come on over. I guess you and the girls have been wondering why I've got me this new hairdo and new clothes. Well, you see, Libby, I'm going to become a big movie star. You remember that guy, Alfie, that we met in the pub? Well, he's been managing me now. And next week, we're going to go to London to make a demo. What's a demo? Oh, a demo's a recording, Libby, of my singing voice. What do you mean I can't sing? I sing like a canary. Oh, no, Libby. I don't sing like that anymore. No, Alfie's pulled the voice right out of me. Okay, now, Libby, go on over to the recorder and put on the recording by the Manhattan Transfer call operator. All right? And then you're going to see how I'm going to sing the demo, Libby. Information. Give me long distance. Give me head. 1, 2, 3. Oh, operator. Information. Give me Jesus on the line. Operator. Information. I'd like to speak to a friend of mine. Prayer is the number. Faith is the exchange. Heaven is the street. Jesus is his name. Operator. Information. Please give me Jesus on the line. Operator. Information. Tell me why. Why? Why, operator? Information. Don't try to tell me what number to call. My mother used this number when I was very small, and every time she dialed it, she always got a call. Operator. Information. Please, give me Jesus on the line. Now, brothers and sisters, you sitting in the TV land, I want you to take the hand of the person that's sitting next to you and hold it. I want you to feel that message of faith and hope. And when you do, I want you to snap your fingers. Even the people in the studio, I want you to snap your fingers. And I want you to stamp your feet a little bit. All right, now you've got that message. All right. All right. Okay, I'm feeling it. Oh, yes. Yes. Operator. Information. Please, hurry. If you can, operator. Information. Please, connect me with a man. Don't wait. worry about the money. I will pay the cost. Give me another line. I'm calling from the heart, operator. Information. Give me Jesus on the line. Oh, give me Jesus. Oh, on the line. Give me Jesus on the line. Oh, yeah. Oh, brothers and sisters, I feel your message. All right. All right, it's coming through. Thank you. Thank you all. Oh, yeah.
You know, that was very unusual when I heard you the other day. That's one of the reasons I wanted you on the show, because I thought this little skit that you did was very unusual. Don't you think so?
Oh, I
and at, the, and at the same time, it has a message, mm-hmm. and that's what I want to convey, too. You know, how long have you been doing that, this sort of thing?
Oh, on and off, maybe about 10 years.
Of really?
But not really. It's more off than on.
Oh, yeah. But you enjoy it, don't you?
I really do. I like the feel of of the audience, and the audience here is just fantastic.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
Okay.
Tell me, does this any sign that maybe, are you a Christian?
Yes, uh-huh.
Are you trying to convey a message? Is that the idea for this particular thing that you did today?
Well, I'd like to convey a message to everybody that we should kind of love each other.
They're all beautiful. That's what I'm trying to do.
That there is hope for some of the problems that we have in everyday living.
Right.
Oh. Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Gloria. Okay. Gloria Huddle, everybody. Let's give her another hand. Thank you, Gloria. Yeah.
Face round here, but how about we unwind seen your face round here. But how about we unwind and all our fears can disappear?
wish you good morning, good morning today. I love you, my darling, all of the way. I know you are wondering, should you stay or go? I want you, my darling.
Next guest is Horowitz and Spector.
Who are they?
Oh, they're you waiting. You're gonna you'll see.
Oh, you promise?
I promise. Okay.
Let's see.
I'm getting bored with thinking thin. The shape I'm in's the shape I'm in. I'm sick of feeling guilty when I eat.
Me too.
I'm giving up this dieting. My growling stomach's rioting. I gotta have a taste of something sweet. Don't want no boiled chicken or boiled taters. No plain salad. Tuna with no mayonnaise. No steamed tofu.
Tofu.
Steamed turnip. No bland flounder. Veggies with no hollandaise.
Abstention has me out of sorts. What not to eat fills all my thoughts. This agitation's led to chronic colic.
Oh, I know.
I'm giving up this stupid fight. So what if I have cellulite? I'd rather be a happy foodaholic. I'll start with fried chicken and fried taters. Antipasto, pizza pie with extra cheese.
And hot pastrami.
And thick salami.
And souvlaki. Shrimps and lobster, Cantonese and Sam.
Melka
and amaretto. And tramway. Corandum and bananas. And
Danish pastries.
And strong espresso. And hot cocoa. Just to get my palate wet. Our diet doctor's gonna cringe, but we're committed to this binge. That skinny SOB is too demanding. I'm quitting my aerobics class and opting for a flabby ass. Who cares if my dimensions are expanding?
Let's have some fudge
brownies and caramel custard, thick cheesecake with a side of chocolate mousse and black forest and seven layer a sliced baka. Don't forget my Charlotte Rose. Bring on the hostess cupcakes and chocolate Twinkies, Yankee Doodles. Devil dogs and Milky Ways and frozen Snickers and Reese's Pieces, and throw my diet pills away. Yay! Gluttony is here to stay. Yay! Burn Jane Fonda's tape today.
I hope those agents out there hear that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. here with Larry Harvey, the managing director and toilet czar of Burning Man, asking him how we at Radio Valencia can not find ourselves having the same pitfalls in our community radio station that he's had managing the largest police presence in any city in North America. Larry, what do you have to say about...
Burning Man's famous because we've never attributed meaning to him. And that's done on purpose. If you're in an environment where you reverse the process of spectation and you're projecting, you're making the show, and you're projecting your vision. Now, I like to say that visions are things that are not defined, the light falls upon them. They're defined by the light that radiates out of them. The artist and the mystic know this truth. So we've never attributed meaning to the man. He's blank. His face is literally a blank Shoji-like screen, and the idea is, of course, that you have to project that onto him. You're responsible for the spectacle.
1263 clear. 1121 clear.
Does anybody have any questions?
2054 clear. 1B1 standby.
1220 Roger.
Imagine that you were put upon a desert plain, a space which in itself is so vast and blank that only your initiative can make of it a place. Imagine it's swept by fearsome winds and scorching temperatures, and only by your effort can you make of it a home. Imagine you're surrounded by thousands of other people, that together you form a city, and that within this teeming city there is nothing that's for sale.
1B1, okay, 7.
These challenging conditions represent the chief appeal of our utopian experiment. Black Rock City has grown from a hamlet of 80 people into a 5-square-mile civic entity, complete with a fire department, 2 daily newspapers, over 20 radio stations, a department of public works.
2054 clear, 1B1, stand by.
Thank you, Larry, for your pearl of wisdom there. You know, when you have a way of, you can't... Thanks for... Well, anyhow, enough of that. Now some of this.
All Hit Radio.
All right, you're listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our All Request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear?
We've been observing
your... Hey, babe, I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe. So let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, we... There's
a contact with you. Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to sing. Interplanetary, most extraordinary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary ultra emissaries. We are your friends. Calling occupants of interplanetary, quite extraordinary craft. Mm. thought and